I am someone who enjoys doing my work at a cafe. I like studying at cafes, and I like the overall vibe that's associated with them. And so in particular, there was one day that I was standing in line to get a coffee, and I was maybe like the second person in line, so there wasn't too much of a wait. And there was only about one or two seats left open, which was fine because I was, again, the second person in line. And in my mind, there were only two options. The person in front of me would take a seat, and then I would go take a seat. So the person in front of me finishes ordering. They go take the seat. There's one left. Perfect. It's for me. It's my seat. So as I'm ordering, though, I look and I realize that behind me, someone who has not yet ordered their food yet, but just entered the cafe, has taken that seat from me. And I will admit, this is one of the most annoying things in my mind that has continuously happened to me. And it is what I would call one of my greatest pet peeves. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On My Pet Peeves. In general, I've always thought of pet peeves as interesting. Even the name of it, a pet peeve, always made me think about annoyances that we all feel around us every day and what made these special ones unique or stand out to us in particular. And that's exactly what it means. A pet peeve is like a pet dog in the sense that it's a small little thing that belongs to you. But in this case, it's not a cute animal, it's an inconvenience that you hold to be true to yourself. It's almost like the more you hear and deal with them, though, the stronger you feel about them. At least that's true for me. The more I have to deal with someone stealing my seat at a cafe before they pay, the more I get really frustrated whenever that begins to happen to me. So I thought I wanted to take this moment to talk about some of my pet peeves and maybe some stories associated with them. But in general, I think it can be nice to air out your grievances, and that is exactly what I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to talk about the first pet peeve in no order, and that is, again, the cafe situation. Most of the time, the issue I have is when people don't pay at a cafe and they sit down and take a seat and then get up to pay and leave their stuff there. Because as a non-paying customer, you have no claim over the seat there. Whereas if someone's in line, and they have their stuff with them, they deliberately are looking for a seat, it feels rude to take that from them. My only exception to this is if you're meeting a friend or you're hanging out with a friend and one of you goes to order and the other one sits down at the table, that's fine. Like, that's excusable. You're in no hot water. But I've had it way too many times where I've been in a cafe, there's been a seat left, or I have a seat with my eye on it, and someone comes and snatches it from me despite not even having paid. And I don't like that. It's very annoying. But another pet peeve I want to talk about in general, I think, is just wasting time. So the idea of wasting time can be kind of nebulous, but it is a huge pet peeve for me. Basically, when someone wants to meet up with me and they tell me where to meet, I want them to be on time. I don't like waiting 30 minutes for someone to be late, or when I have something at, say, 11 a.m. and it's canceled, and I've been waiting around for this random appointment for an hour, and I could have used that hour for something productive instead of just waiting, and then that's what makes me feel frustrated and annoyed. So it's more a disregard for my time than anything else as well, because you'll notice that if a friend doesn't meet me right and it wastes 30 minutes, it's 30 minutes I could have done or used to do something else. Or, for example, with the appointment or thing event being canceled, again, it's time I could have used in another way. So I think at the end of the day, it's really time being used unwisely that makes me upset, especially when I don't have control over it. And I honestly think as well, it's about a lack of notice for canceling things or people taking advantage of my time and being super late without any kind of notice or respect. I think respect is really big too. If you want to respect a person, you have to respect their time. And I try to do that. If I'm going to be late to a meeting or something, I try to make it no more than 10 minutes and I will let them know with as much advance as I can. But I've noticed this a lot, especially in college, people don't really have a good respect for your time. And that really annoys me, especially when I'm busy and I'm waiting around for someone and I'm like, I could be doing something else right now. Next, I've talked about this pet peeve before. It is slow walkers, and specifically people who walk slowly and they are immediately in your way at all times. I feel so strongly about this pet peeve that I even created an episode talking about walking etiquette that you can check out if you'd like. Next pet peeve I'm going to talk about is when people bring other people to dinners and don't tell me they'll be there. I feel like this one seems really obvious, but it's happened a few times to me. Basically, if I am meeting someone for dinner, I am mentally prepared for them. I've cataloged in my head who they are, what I'm going to say, what topics we might bring up. I know what's going on. But if I'm surprised with their friend who they decide to bring along without telling me, I will be very annoyed. And this is because I am not prepared for them, and it is a bit rude because I can't act the same way I was going to or talk about the same things or so on. I don't have that same level of preparedness of going into a situation with the full set of knowledge. And also, sometimes it can be kind of awkward because all of a sudden there's like a new friend there and you're like, oh, I feel really awkward now because I don't know you as well as my other friend. And so on. If it's like two people I know really well, I don't care as much. Or if it's, you know, a friend group and I invite one person out and the other one happens to stop by and join us, like that's chill too. Joining is different. But at the end of the day, it's like if you invite someone to come to a dinner thing, you have to tell me about it. Essentially, I like to walk into a situation with at least an outline of what's going on or what's happening, and thus it annoys me when last-minute changes happen, and I can become quite awkward. Again, this comes to a lack of respect for time and of me in general. The next pet peeve is more, it's less of a broad thing. It's more of like when people play with their fingernails or when my fingernails are uneven or like in general when other people play with their hands I'm trying to talk to them. It can be very, very distracting and it annoys me to no end. But at the same time, I, when nervous, will mess with my fingernails and then they will become uneven and that drives me crazy. So I think in general, the concept of fingernails is a pet peeve. The fact that they exist and the fact that they're never perfect to anyone. Like, people play with their fingernails all the time. I get annoyed when they do that. And then I play with mine and I get annoyed. So it's a weird cycle, but I really think it's because I don't like it when things are distracting me. And when they are distracting me or I feel stressed, I go to like the nearest thing that can relieve that stress, which is often my fingernails because it's pretty low stakes. But it's a pet peeve of mine on both ends that I need to start working on a little bit more and do better with. My next pet peeve is people who cut in line, but not even because I know someone. Like, if you know someone in the line ahead of me, as long as you're not, like, a party of 12, it's fine. I don't care. Or when someone tries to be the fastest and ends up the same as everyone else, that gives me a strange sense of, like, vindictiveness, and I don't mind as much. Like, for example, if a car cuts me off in traffic and then to switch lanes or something, and then we end up at the same exact red light next to each other, I think it's a little funny. Like, I'm not going to be that mad about it because I get my little sense of vindictiveness from being like, haha, sucks for you. But I would say it's more just because when people think that they matter more than everyone else, that somehow they need to get on the bus first, or they need to be somewhere first, or they need to do X or Y, and are willing to push everyone else out of the way to do it, when it's like, we're all in the same situation as you. We're all feeling the same things, experiencing the same things. Why can't we just get along and not shove each other? You can tell I'm speaking from an example that I will be briefly touching in a moment. But I really think it can be quite competitive as well. And I can take that to heart in terms of getting somewhere fastest or cutting in line. But I also think I'm quite protective of my spot. Like, I don't enjoy it when I lose my status in a line or someone is messing around or doing something that I feel like is untoward behavior, because I do think that by me waiting in line and trying to do things quote unquote the right way, that in some weird sense of the word, I deserve to be able to get to the destination at a certain point. And when other people are like disrespectful of that, it frustrates me. So the example that I'm going to mention that I think will tie this all together is when I was boarding the bus to go from New York back to my university. On the way there was some line cutting, and I remember one girl kept trying to be the first on the bus, but she was in front of me, right? And so I was like, okay, you can be in front. Get on the bus, do what you want, girl, whatever. But then there was a bus that pulled up behind us, and I turned to move right in front so I could be in the front of the line, right? Because it was now behind us, so I could move and be in the front, and it was super easy. And the other bus was starting to fill up, so I was like, you know what, this is going to be an easy solution. And she tried to cut me, and I was like, girl, you're literally behind me. What gives you the right to get in front of me when there's literally no pathway for you to go? She was trying to use her bag and like shove it through. But I held firm. I kept my bag in her way, because that's not how it works. You can't just get in front because you want to be first, because that is disrespectful to everyone else around you. And at the same time, on the way back, I've seen clumps of people just congregate to get on the bus, and it is a nightmare. This is from New York back to my university. In this instance, at first, I was pretty frustrated and unforgiving, but I ended up cutting some people and they cut me, so it was a free-for-all, and I cared less about individual action and more about the lack of organization there. And I think that's one of my exceptions, is if the entire thing is unorganized and we're all cutting each other and all trying to get on, I guess that's fine. Like, it's more of a lack of organization on the people who put the system together than it is on any individual person not behaving in a proper way. So I think in that case, it's less of a pet peeve and more of just a structural deficiency. Overall, though, I do want to say, with all the pet peeves that I've gone over, I think they all really come down to this idea of respect and integrity. Of, I feel like in some way I am being disrespected, and it annoys me to no end that some people put themselves higher on the pedestal than others. So while you may not call them all pet peeves, the one about playing with the fingernails certainly is a pet peeve, because that just annoys me. Some of these other things, I think, annoy a vast majority of the population, and then the other population is the people who perpetuate it and do it and make life harder for everyone else. So I think that's an interesting perspective to have at the end of the day too, is that we all have our own pet peeves. And while nails on a chalkboard don't really get me, and neither does carpet scratching, which is my brother's biggest pet peeve, I do ultimately find that the majority of mine stem from just wanting to be treated with the same respect as everyone else. And I think that's something we should all strive for. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On and listening to my pet peeves. I'll catch you in the next one.